请登录 synapselingo.com 查看我们的应用程序。
Hello, my name is Anna.
你好，我的名字是安娜。
I am 25 years old.
我25岁。
I come from Canada.
我来自加拿大。
I work as a teacher.
我作为一名教师工作。
I like my job very much.
我非常喜欢我的工作。
I live in Toronto.
我住在多伦多。
I have a dog.
我有一只狗。
My dog's name is Max.
我狗的名字是麦克斯。
I enjoy reading books.
我喜欢读书。
Books are fun and help me learn.
书籍很有趣，并且帮助我学习。
I speak English and French.
我说英语和法语。
I like to meet new people.
我喜欢结识新朋友。
My family is very kind.
我的家人非常友善。
I have two brothers and one sister.
我有两个兄弟和一个姐妹。
We live close to each other.
我们彼此住得很近。
I learn English every day.
我每天学习英语。
Thank you for listening to me.
谢谢你听我说。
I have an appointment with the doctor today.
我今天和医生有预约。
I feel a little sick and tired lately.
我最近感到有点生病和疲倦。
My throat hurts and I have a cough.
我的喉咙疼，而且我咳嗽。
The doctor asks me many questions.
医生问我许多问题。
He listens to my heartbeat and breath.
他听着我的心跳和呼吸。
The doctor says I need some rest.
医生说我需要一些休息。
I should drink more water every day.
我应该每天喝更多的水。
He gives me a prescription for medicine.
他给了我一张药物处方。
The nurse will help me get the medicine.
护士会帮我拿到药。
I ask if I need to take the medicine with food.
我问是否需要随食物服用药物。
The doctor says yes, after meals is best.
医生说是的，饭后是最好的。
I thank the doctor for his help.
我感谢那位医生为他的帮助。
I feel better after a few days.
我觉得好多了，几天之后。
I follow the advice and rest well at home.
我遵循建议，并在家里好好休息。
I go back to the doctor if I do not improve.
如果我没有改善，我会回去看医生。
Visiting the doctor helps me stay healthy and strong.
看医生帮助我保持健康和强壮。
Sarah and Tom decided to plan a vacation together.
萨拉和汤姆决定一起计划一个假期。
They wanted to visit a new place for their holiday.
他们想要参观一个新的地方来度假。
Sarah suggested going to the mountains because she loved nature.
萨拉建议去山区，因为她热爱大自然。
Tom liked the beach and warm weather better than the mountains.
汤姆喜欢海滩和温暖的天气胜过山脉。
They agreed to find a place near the sea with beautiful mountains close by.
他们同意去找一个靠近大海，附近有美丽山脉的地方。
They started searching online for hotels and transportation options.
他们开始在网上搜索酒店和交通选项。
Sarah found a hotel with great reviews and a swimming pool.
萨拉找到了一个拥有很棒评论和游泳池的酒店。
Tom looked for flights that were affordable and had convenient times.
汤姆寻找价格实惠且时间方便的航班。
After a few hours, they made a reservation at the hotel and booked their tickets.
几个小时后，他们在酒店预订了房间并预订了他们的票。
Sarah packed her bags carefully to bring all necessary items.
萨拉小心地打包了她的包，为带来所有必要的物品。
Tom arranged transportation from the airport to the hotel.
汤姆安排了从机场到酒店的交通。
On the day of their departure, they felt excited and a little nervous.
在他们出发的那天，他们感到兴奋且有点紧张。
The flight was smooth and the views from the plane were beautiful.
航班很顺利，飞机上的景色很美。
When they arrived, the hotel staff welcomed them warmly.
当他们到达时，酒店员工热情地欢迎了他们。
After unpacking, they went to explore the nearby beach.
拆包后，他们去探索附近的海滩。
Walking along the shore, they enjoyed the warm sun and soft sand.
沿着海岸行走时，他们享受着温暖的阳光和柔软的沙子。
In the evening, they tried local food at a small restaurant nearby.
傍晚时分，他们在附近一家小餐馆尝试了当地的食物。
Both agreed it was the perfect start to their holiday adventure.
两人都同意，这是他们假期冒险的完美开始。
Financial markets play a crucial role in the global economy.
金融市场在全球经济中发挥着关键作用。
They facilitate the allocation of resources efficiently.
他们促进了资源的有效分配。
Investors trade stocks, bonds, and other financial instruments here.
投资者在这里交易股票、债券和其他金融工具。
The stock market is the most well-known type of financial market.
股市是最著名的金融市场类型。
It reflects the performance of companies and the overall economy.
它反映了公司的表现和整体经济。
Bonds represent loans investors give to organizations or governments.
债券代表投资者向组织或政府提供的贷款。
In return, investors receive interest over a fixed period.
作为回报，投资者在固定期限内获得利息。
A key factor influencing financial markets is supply and demand.
影响金融市场的关键因素是供求关系。
When supply exceeds demand, prices tend to fall.
当供应超过需求时，价格往往会下降。
Conversely, when demand exceeds supply, prices usually rise.
相反，当需求超过供应时，价格通常会上涨。
Market sentiment and external events can also impact financial markets.
市场情绪和外部事件也可能影响金融市场。
Investors must analyze both fundamental and technical information.
投资者必须分析基础和技术信息。
Fundamental analysis studies a company's financial health and industry conditions.
基础分析研究公司的财务健康状况和行业条件。
Technical analysis examines statistical trends from trading activity.
技术分析检查交易活动中的统计趋势。
Regulations and government policies also shape financial markets.
法规和政府政策也塑造金融市场。
Understanding these fundamentals helps investors make informed decisions.
理解这些基本原理有助于投资者做出明智的决定。
Without proper knowledge, investing can become risky and unpredictable.
没有适当的知识，投资可能变得风险且不可预测。
Therefore, education and experience are vital for success in financial markets.
因此，教育和经验对金融市场的成功至关重要。
By grasping these concepts, one can better navigate the complexities of the market.
通过理解这些概念，人们可以更好地驾驭市场的复杂性。
In conclusion, the basics of financial markets are essential knowledge for anyone interested in economics or finance.
总之，金融市场的基础知识是对任何对经济或金融感兴趣的人来说都是必备的知识。
Promoting sustainable development requires a comprehensive understanding of environmental, social, and economic factors.
促进可持续发展需要对环境、社会和经济因素有全面的理解。
Governments, businesses, and communities must collaborate effectively to achieve lasting progress without compromising future generations' needs.
政府、企业和社区必须有效合作，实现持久进步，同时不损害未来几代人的需求。
One effective strategy involves integrating renewable energy sources to minimize environmental impact.
一项有效的策略涉及整合可再生能源来源以最小化环境影响。
Investing in clean technologies not only reduces pollution but also stimulates economic growth through innovation and job creation.
投资清洁技术不仅减少污染，还通过创新和就业创造促进经济增长。
Education plays a pivotal role in fostering awareness and encouraging responsible consumption patterns among individuals.
教育在促进意识形成和鼓励负责任的消费模式方面发挥着关键作用。
It is imperative to develop sustainable urban planning frameworks that prioritize green spaces and efficient public transport systems.
迫切需要制定可持续的城市规划框架，优先考虑绿色空间和高效的公共交通系统。
Additionally, promoting circular economy principles helps to reduce waste and conserves resources by encouraging reuse and recycling.
此外，促进循环经济原则有助于减少废物，并通过鼓励再利用和回收保护资源。
International cooperation is fundamental to address global challenges such as climate change and biodiversity loss.
国际合作是应对全球挑战的基础。
Policymakers must adopt forward-thinking approaches that balance economic development with ecological conservation.
政策制定者必须采纳具有前瞻性的做法，以平衡经济发展与生态保护。
The integration of advanced data analytics can improve the monitoring of resource consumption patterns.
先进数据分析的整合可以改善资源消耗模式的监控。
Empowering local communities to participate in decision-making enhances transparency and accountability.
赋予本地社区参与决策的能力，增强透明度和问责制。
Moreover, fostering innovation hubs can accelerate the development of green technologies and sustainable business models.
此外，促进创新中心可以加速绿色技术和可持续商业模式的发展。
Effective communication strategies are essential to raise public awareness and promote behavioral change towards sustainability.
有效的沟通策略对于提高公众意识和促进朝着可持续性的行为改变至关重要。
Sustainable development also demands the preservation of cultural heritage to maintain social cohesion and identity.
可持续发展还要求保护文化遗产，以维持社会凝聚力和身份认同。
Ultimately, achieving sustainable growth entails a multifaceted approach combining policy reform, technological innovation, and community engagement.
最终，实现可持续增长涉及到一种多方面的方法，结合政策改革、技术创新和社区参与。
Stakeholders must remain committed to long-term objectives despite potential short-term challenges.
利益相关者必须保持对长期目标的承诺，尽管可能面临短期挑战。
Such dedication fosters resilience and ensures that sustainable development goals can be met successfully.
这样的奉献促进了韧性，并确保可持续发展目标能够成功实现。
In summary, fostering sustainable growth is a collective responsibility that requires innovative strategies and persistent effort from all sectors of society.
总之，促进可持续增长是需要创新策略和持续努力的集体责任，来自社会各个部门。
In an increasingly interconnected world, ethical consumption stands as a beacon guiding conscientious consumers through the labyrinth of global trade.
在越来越互联的世界中，伦理消费如同一盏指引有良知消费者穿越全球贸易迷宫的灯塔。
Navigating this terrain requires a profound awareness of the social and environmental implications of one's purchasing decisions.
导航这片地形需要对社会和环境影响有深刻的认识。
Consumers are increasingly expected to assess not only the quality and price of products, but also their ethical provenance and sustainability credentials.
消费者越来越被期望评估不仅是产品的质量和价格，还包括其伦理来源和可持续性证书。
This heightened scrutiny challenges the consumer to balance personal desires with a broader ethical framework that prioritizes fairness and environmental stewardship.
这种加强的审查挑战消费者在个人欲望与更广泛的伦理框架之间取得平衡，该框架优先考虑公平和环境管理。
At the core of this responsibility lies the recognition that consumption patterns have far-reaching consequences anchoring global inequities and environmental degradation.
在这一责任的核心是承认消费模式具有深远的影响，巩固了全球的不平等和环境退化。
Indifference to these realities perpetuates cycles of exploitation and ecological harm that ultimately undermine the quality of life globally.
对这些现实的冷漠助长了剥削和生态破坏的循环，最终破坏了全球生活质量。
Therefore, cultivating ethical literacy becomes imperative for consumers aiming to make conscientious choices.
因此，培养道德素养对于旨在做出有良知选择的消费者来说变得至关重要。
This involves scrutinizing supply chains, demanding transparency, and advocating for fair labor practices across industries.
这涉及仔细审查供应链，要求透明度，并倡导各行业的公平劳动实践。
Moreover, consumers possess the collective power to influence corporate behavior and governmental policies through informed patronage and civic engagement.
此外，消费者拥有集体力量，通过知情支持和公民参与来影响企业行为和政府政策。
Collective action, when underpinned by ethical considerations, can catalyze systemic change towards sustainability and justice.
集体行动，在伦理考量的支持下，能够推动系统性变革，朝着可持续性和正义发展。
However, achieving such awareness is complicated by the opaqueness of modern supply networks and pervasive marketing strategies designed to obscure ethical pitfalls.
然而，达成此类意识，因现代供应网络的模糊性和旨在掩盖伦理陷阱的普遍营销策略而变得复杂。
Hence, education and advocacy must work synergistically to empower consumers with critical tools to interpret and challenge misleading information.
因此，教育和倡导必须协同工作，以赋予消费者关键工具，帮助他们解读并质疑误导性信息。
Ethical consumption is not a solitary endeavor. It is inextricably linked to broader societal transformations that demand solidarity and systemic reforms.
伦理消费不是孤立的努力，它与更广泛的社会转型密切相关。这些转型要求团结和系统性改革。
Consumers are called upon to exercise discernment and courage in refusing to support exploitative or unsustainable enterprises.
消费者被呼吁在拒绝支持剥削性或不可持续的企业时，要运用辨别力和勇气。
Their choices reverberate beyond mere transactions, shaping the ethical contours of markets and communities worldwide.
他们的选择超越了简单的交易产生回响，塑造了市场和社区的伦理轮廓。
Ultimately, the pursuit of ethical consumption invites a paradigm shift where consumer agency becomes a catalyst for a more equitable and sustainable global society.
最终，道德消费的追求促使范式转变，消费者代理成为推动更公平和可持续全球社会的催化剂。
This framework underscores the moral imperative incumbent upon each individual to weigh their consumption choices against the backdrop of global justice and environmental integrity.
该框架强调了每个个体在全球正义和环境完整性的背景下权衡其消费选择的道德责任。
In summary, ethical consumption extends beyond personal preference, embracing a collective responsibility to foster a more just and sustainable world for present and future generations.
总之，道德消费超越了个人偏好，承担起集体责任，促进一个更加公正和可持续的世界，为现在和未来的世代服务。
请登录 synapselingo.com 查看我们的应用程序。